profitability and beneficence. Be a giver member of society. The Quran tells us that this world has been created by God in such a way that only that which is of use to humankind remains on the earth. 13:17. Everything in creation follows this principle. A thing continues to exist only so long as it possesses the quality of usefulness or profitability. Once it loses this essential character, it forfeits its right to survive, and the system of nature casts it aside as something unwanted. This natural law governs not only the physical world but the moral and social sphere as well. The same principle has been approved by God for human beings. The ideal servant of God is one who lives in a manner that is profitable to himself and beneficial to others. Such a person strives to become a true giver, someone from whom others receive what supports their life, dignity, and well-being. It is this type of individual who can rightly be called human in the fullest sense, for he enriches the world around him rather than diminishing it. Only such a person deserves success and progress in God's world, both materially and spiritually. The Prophet of Islam observed, "Among you, whoever may benefit his brethren ought to benefit them." Sahih Muslim, this teaching makes clear that beneficence is not dependent on wealth or extraordinary ability. It can take many simple and sincere forms accessible to every individual. Offering good advice, lending a helping hand, guiding someone who has lost direction, giving monetary assistance when possible, or removing obstacles from another's path, all these acts fall under the category of beneficence. Even when one cannot help outwardly, one may still pray sincerely for another's well-being, and this too is counted as an act of profit to others. In a world governed by the principle of usefulness, every small act of kindness strengthens the moral fabric of society and brings a person closer to God's pleasure. Beneficence is not dependent on wealth or extraordinary ability. It can take many simple and sincere forms accessible to every individual. Offering good advice, lending a helping hand, guiding someone who has lost direction, giving monetary assistance, etc. Everyone in this world should behave as a morally responsible servant of God, and everyone is given equal opportunities to do so.